Section 161 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grendel Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org. I adjured him. I am not without a lurking suspicion. I bemoan my unlucky fate. I could almost allege it as a supreme example. I have somewhat overshot the mark. I lost myself in a reverie of gratitude. I made bold to retort. I must hazard the story. I was extremely perplexed. I will permit myself the liberty of saying, I would fain believe. Illuminate with sinister effect. Immediate and effectual steps. Immense capacity for ceaseless progress. Immunity from criticism and control. Impartial and exacting judgment. Impatient of despotic influence. Impelled by strong conviction. Imperiled in a restless age. Imperious in its demands. Impotent outbreaks of unreasoning rage. Impromptu parades of noisy patriotism. In a diversity of application. In a fever of apprehension. In a frenzy of fussy excitement. In a frowning abstraction. In a great and fruitful way. In a high degree culpable. In a kind of confused astonishment. In a most commendable fashion. In a most impressive vein. In a position of undisputed supremacy. In a rapture of imagined ecstasy. In a secret and surreptitious way. In a spirit of friendliness and conciliation. In a state of mulish reluctance. In a state of nervous exacerbation. In a state of virtuous complacency. In a tone of uneasy interrogation. In a transport of ambitious vanity. In a whirlwind of feeling and memory. In accents embarrassed and hesitating. In alliance with steady clearness of intellect. In amazed ejaculation. In an imminent and unique sense. In an imminent degree. In deference to a unanimous sentiment. In extenuation of the past. In high good humor. In his customary sententious fashion. In its most odious and intolerable shape. In language terse yet familiar. In moments of the most imminent peril. In quite incredible confusion. In seasons of difficulty and trial. In spite of plausible arguments. In terms of imperishable beauty. In the dim possession of ears. In the highest conceivable degree. In the local phrase. In the nature of things. In the ordinarily accepted sense. In the realm of conjecture. In the scheme of things. In the tone of one who moralizes. In the twinkling of an eye. In the world of letters. In tones of genuine admiration. incapable of flashy make-believe, incited by a lust for gain, incomparable lucidity and penetrativeness, inconceivable clumsiness of organization, indulge a train of gentle recollection, indulging a sickly and nauseating petulance, ineffably dreary and unpicturesque, infected with a feverish dissatisfaction, infuse a wholesome terror, inimical to true and determined principle, inimitable grace and felicity, injudicious and inelegant ostentation, innumerable and incessant creations, inordinate greed and love of wealth, insatiably greedy of recognition, insensibility to moral perspective and proportion, insolent and riotous excess, inspired by a vague malevolence, inspirited by approval and applause. Instances might be multiplied indefinitely, instantly alive to the slightest breach of decorum, insufferable violence to the feelings, intense and stubborn dogmatism, intense sensitiveness to injustice, intercourse with polished society, intervals of respite and repose, inveigh against established customs, invested with a partial authority, inveterate forces of opposition, invincible jealousy and hate, involuntary thrill of gratified vanity, involved in profound uncertainty, involving ourselves in embarrassments, inward appraisal and self-renouncement, deregulated and desultory education, irrelevant to the main issue, irresistibly impelled by conscience, irritable bitterness and angry suspicion. It assumes the shape of malignity. It betrays a great want of prudence and discernment. It defies description. It dissipates every doubt and scruple. It enslaves the imagination. It extorted from him expressions of irritability. It gives one a little grip at the throat. It has been stigmatized as irrelevant. It has more than passing interest. It has seldom been surpassed. It imposes no constraint. It is a capital blunder. It is a common error among ignorant people. It is a consoling reflection. It is a mark of great instability. It is a staggering thought. It is always something vicious. It is an odd jealousy. It is an intolerable idea. It is impossible to resist acknowledging this. It is little more than a platitude. It is not consistent with elevated and dignified character. It is not wholly insignificant. It is notoriously easy to exaggerate. It is the common consent of men. It is unnecessary to multiply instances. It makes life insupportable. It must be a matter of conjecture. It occasions suspicion and discontent. It runs counter to all established customs. It was a matter of notoriety. It wears a ragged and dangerous front. It would be a fruitless and unthankful task. It would be superfluous to say. It would not seem an improbable conclusion. Its dominating and inspiring influence. End of section 161. This recording is in the public domain.